it's great to be getting that 100 game on the All-Ireland final, you know, and just a great feeling to go out, and I'm very proud to be going out as a good Orr man and a Donegal man to be getting my 100 game on an All-Ireland final, yeah. You know, and it's just the culmination of just lots of hard work through the years, you know.
Absolutely, and I mean, I was going to make the point to you, the fact you've played 100 games means that you've been around a long time in the county scene, and had you given up hope of ever playing an All-Ireland final?
Be honest with you, I did, we came down the road after the Cross McGlen game, absolutely trounced by Armagh, and I think at that stage we'd said, no, we're just not good enough, and we've tried for years and years, and it was definitely at that stage there that we said, definitely it's never going to happen for us, and we've talked, the Ligid Orr boys have talked a lot about it, you know, about getting an Orr, what we do, and it's usually great, but there was a stage there we thought, it's just not going to happen.
Well, you're going into a final against Mayo now, when there was an expectation it would be another county, Dublin, you'd be playing, but you're going to be under pressure, because the Mayo forward line looked very, very impressive when they were going well on Sunday.
They're sharp, Charlie. I played with these boys, and I lived with them at Sligo there, and I know what they're capable of. And each and every one of them is top players. And this thing that's been bandied about that we're clear favourites is just lunacy, as far as I'm concerned. And it's going to be a big ask for us. But at the end of the day, we just need to believe in we've Carol Lacey, Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee. These type of boys, these are what's good, the best about, you know, and we just need to back these boys and believe in them.
Yeah, pride and performance is something that really has been a feature of this Donegal team, and particularly the defence. And I know you've been disappointed to give away a couple of late goals against Kerry and Cork, but conceding those goals showed the danger that can happen even if you're dominating a game, Eamon.
You can't switch off, and I think that we're totally shows you we still have a lot to work on, you know, and we let them back in, and we let them in for two handy goals, and really went against our grain, you know, for these two, to concede these two goals, and just shows you where we're at, and we could have just still went off and patted on ourselves in the back, but within an hour after that game, we were very, very disappointed the fact that we've conceded them a few goals, you know.
Yeah, I know the two McHugh brothers were very proud to be part of the 92, and likewise yourself and Neil have grown up together and played football from a very early age together. What a thrill for the family to have you two guys representing Donegal together in an All-Ireland final.
It's great for the family, there's a big McGee clan there, and Peter's on the squad too, and it's just that there's a big queue for tickets there now. But that's one thing, they're very, very proud about us, and it just goes back to years and years ago when myself and Neil and Peter were out in the backyard and just kicking ball and just fighting with each other, and this is just a culmination of all these years. We never thought, we dreamed that this would happen, and it's just a big thing for the two of us to be playing, and Peter to be part of the squad, you know.